And now, Michiana Chronicles, a series by area writers about their daily lives. This week, Andrew Kreider talks about speaking Frenchly.
We're learning to speak French at our house. Or rather, we're learning to speak Frenchly. It all started a few weeks ago when my daughter was auditioning for a play. Halfway through the audition evening, she comes to find me in a panic. "Dad, they want me to speak in a French accent. What am I going to do? They want me to say a nursery rhyme or something, but to sound French. I've got half an hour till they call my name. You speak French. Quick, teach me." Great. It's true I was pretty well fluent in French 30 years ago, but she's not even asking me to teach her French. She is asking me to tell her how to sound like a French person learning English. I'm floundering for similes. That's like asking Julia Child how to make French toast. I mean, I'm sure she could do it, but it's not what she did. She was French, sort of. She did proper French things, but French characters on stage or TV, they're not French. They don't speak French, they just speak English, really badly. That's what we need right now. We need fake French. Convincing fake French. So, what to do? Well, do what anyone does these days. We look on the internet. 10 minutes of searching gives us a crash course for tips on sounding French. We draw up a checklist and run through it together. Feel free to play along at home. First, we're told, imagine you have a hot potato in your mouth. You can't shut your mouth very far at the back because you don't want to burn your tongue, so your throat just sounds open. Next, your lips. You must force your lips forward as if blowing a kiss, and keep them there, because most things must be pronounced at the front of the mouth. Hot potato, blow a kiss. Got that? Good. Okay, now let's talk about the R sound. You're going to want to roll your R, but you mustn't. Instead, you have to say it in the back of your throat, like you have a hairball. We face each other making really, really awful noises, like cats unburdening themselves. Next, the H. Don't say your H's, period. They don't exist in French. Happy now? And any time you see the letter I in a word, be careful, because a short I is pronounced E, as in, it is interesting. There's more, but we only have 10 minutes left. Time to pick a nursery rhyme. We settle on an old standard. Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. And everywhere that Mary went, that lamb was sure to go. It's good, I say, but something's still missing. The hand gestures, she says. Yes, that's it. You can't speak French without your shoulders and your hands. She's right. We try again, this time our shoulders rising and falling, hands thrown wide in Gallic zeal. With every gesture, we tell Mary's story emphatically. Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, that lamb was sure to go. My daughter takes her French accent and leaves. I put my head in my hands. I don't know whether to feel ashamed or elated. But 3 days later, the cast list comes out, and she's got the part. Our reward? 6 more weeks of speaking Frenchly. I just desperately hope none of my French friends ever find out about this. For Michiana Chronicles, I'm Andrew Kreider.
Each time I see a little girl of 5 or 6 or 7, I can't resist a joyous urge to smile and say thank heaven. Four little girls get bigger every day. Thank heaven, four little girls, they grow up in the most delightful way. Those little eyes so helpless and appealing, One day we'll flash and send you crashing through the ceiling. Thank heaven for little girls. Thank heaven for them all, no matter where, no matter who. Without them, what would little boys do?
Michiana Chronicles is heard every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:45 a.m. and again at 12:30 p.m. during Here and Now. Michiana Chronicles is a presentation of 88.1 WVPE.